Donald Trump is making some noises tonight that we could see some land action in Venezuela tonight. The air defences in Caracas are on high alert for sure. All sorts of mysterious activity going on over the Caribbean tonight. Can I get your response to that and anything you're hearing?
Huge, huge problem, huge mistake. I mean, I actually had on my show earlier just today, I talked about how 14% of the U.S. Navy fleet has gone in there into the region. We've accelerated our amount of air power, sea power, troops that are in the ground, Marines, etc. There is nothing good to get here. That this, whatever they're saying about this is about, you know, keeping drugs out of America, that's BS. I'm sorry. You know, just going to call that straight out. It's not. Venezuela is like number 20th on the list. And if you're bypassing everybody above, then that's not your reason. The fact that you've allowed the CIA to go in there and to conduct operations on the ground, and now apparently we're talking even more so. It's supposed to be against the U.S. law and against the U.S. Constitution for the president of the United States, any man, whoever's holding that job, to take the U.S. forces into lethal combat operations against another country. He's already done it with Iran. Nobody said anything about it. And now then you keep doing it. And now then it looks like he's using it as a plaything for something else. There is nothing. I'll just categorically say this. There is nothing in American national security interests that validates doing this and going into military conflict in this country, in Venezuela or Colombia, if he thinks he's going to go there later. All we're doing is stirring up a hornet's nest. And I'm telling you, if you think you're going against the cartels, picking a fight with the cartels has not worked well for other governments in the region, and we're not impervious to that either. Don't pick a fight we can't win, and don't start a fight that we shouldn't even engage in. I pray to God that it doesn't happen, but as you say, there's a risk of that.
But I mean, these extraordinary images we're seeing in the last few days, submarines, you know, these aren't fishing boats that are getting caught up in this. It's like actual submarines being used to shift over drugs. We've had senators and congresspeople on this show, you know, throughout the last week, all saying that they believe there is a legal basis for what the president is doing, what the commander-in-chief is doing. And they've been briefed privately about the security threat. But is it your understanding that this remains illegal conflict?
It is illegal. I don't care what they're saying. It's self-evident. The Constitution is clear. The 1973 War Powers is clear. There is no legal justification. Even when you want to say that there has been in the past, there's been a UNSC resolution, something that authorizes international lethal operations. And there is nothing like that. And we're not even being told what the intelligence is. We are told, just trust me, we know all the details here, but we're not sharing any of them with you. If you're going to take America into war, and especially if you're talking about the government and the military of Venezuela, not just some drug boat, but the country, that requires a categorical, that requires a declaration of war or an authorization by the Congress, neither of which is even on the table right now. So I would sternly disagree with anybody who says that. And again, there is no security issues that would require the use of force, which leaves us all to wonder, what is this really about? And I don't have an answer for that one.
Colonel, thank you for joining us tonight. Final thought from Will Geddes, if he's still with us, I believe he is. Will, with the greatest respect to our American friends, they don't have the best track record when it comes to intervening in South America. Do you share the Colonel's concerns there that Trump is possibly biting off more than he can chew?
Yes, I'd completely agree with the Lieutenant Colonel. British Special Forces have operated down in the region extensively with the counter-narco teams, members of both the SAS and the SBS. They've been very successful in a support capacity. For there to be a direct action by either US forces or UK forces, for that matter, as an ally, I think, again, could be biting off more than could be chewed. I think we would end up in possibly, and I mean, this may be a terrible analogy, but almost like an Afghanistan conflict, which needs to be directed mainly by intelligence and special forces in a very precision striking type of operation, if they want to take out some of the channeling of drugs. But like the Lieutenant Colonel said, they are only one entity on the list of those that are involved in importing drugs, not only into the United States, but elsewhere.
Gentlemen, thank you for joining us. Both repeat guests on Harry Cole Saves the West, and come back and see us again soon.